Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, it's time for another guest, and this one is most interesting. You're going to catch me listening to him instead of interviewing him, so I'll apologize for that in advance. David Sanders is our guest today on the program. He's an author, entrepreneur, certified master consultant. The website for today's program, Creative Strats, S-T-R-A-T-S, creativestrats.com, and we're going to be talking about America, the new golden age, and we're going to talk about a lot of things that can improve a company's profitability, its systems, its process. And David comes to us with a long history of helping businesses improve their bottom line. He started his career in 1979 as a business consultant, helping companies generate word-of-mouth advertising, and then in 1983 became production control manager of a Beverly Hills ad agency. And then after a week on the job, he placed $250,000 worth of advertising, and that's a lot of money back in 1983. He was promoted to director of marketing, continued to consult and work with entrepreneurs all over the world, country, everywhere, does a lot of things, and has authored his own book, Tomorrow, Golden Age or Dark Age, and then he founded Creative Business Strategies. David, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks, David. It's a pleasure to be with you.
That's all true, right? That's all about you. That wasn't somebody else I just described, was it?
No, I've been there and done that.
All right. Well, that's very exciting. And I told the listeners as we started that I'm really fascinated and interested in what you're all about with the subjects that you focus on. And as I understand it, I've done a little bit of homework on you. Understand your company really is focused on helping businesses increase their profits. And this has been adopted by just tons of companies all over. And it's really all about getting your business right. So let me kind of hand the ball to you, and you help us understand what it is you do, and then that'll help us talk through some of the things I think that you can help our listeners with.
Well, David, I am kind of a unusual duck, I guess you might say, because early on I learned that the guys that are the specialists are the guys that are going to make the most money, and that's the direction everybody's going to go, is being more and more specialized and knowing more and more about less and less. And I just had the thought that, you know, somebody's got to be able to communicate amongst all those people that know all that stuff about those little pieces. And I decided to be a professional generalist and to know as much as I could and be able to speak the language and be a professional, actually, in a lot of different arenas. And one of those arenas that I chose was marketing because, frankly, the area, as I was helping business people and entrepreneurs and professional practices, back in the 70s, I found that if I didn't do an awesome job of marketing the first effort out of the box, sometimes I lost the client, and in an extreme case or two, I would actually, they'd actually lose their business because they were on this hairy edge, and if I couldn't market my way out of that, well, it was just over.
So you really got focused in on the marketing about it. I mean, I know from personal experience that, you know, you could, in my world, you could be a great financial advisor or planner, but if nobody knows who you are, you're in big trouble.
Absolutely.
So I try not to let that happen.
Yeah, I work with tons of financial advisors, and I really love what you guys do.
Well, it's not easy, and it's work, but it's also very rewarding, but it's, you know, that really brings me to one of the first things I wanted to ask you about, and that is you have what you call in your coaching and educational systems, and again, the website, ladies and gentlemen, is creativestrats.com. You have what you call market boosters. So give us an idea about what that's about.
Well, one of the things that I ran into, David, was that as I would work with a client, they would have a fairly limited budget and a fairly elementary knowledge of marketing, if even that. And so they would be looking at me of, okay, well, what are we supposed to do? Well, there's a lot of questions to ask, a lot of data to gather before you could intelligently answer that question.
Mm.
But at the same time, many of the people that I was working with, entrepreneurs and professional practices, didn't have a big marketing budget. And so I was pretty limited in what I was able to do. So I basically just developed this idea of a marketing booster to fill in the blanks of the absolutely vital data that somebody had to have to be able to do a decent job of marketing. And so that's how it developed.
And so how does a business, and I want to kind of get this cracked open, and then we'll talk more about it, but what is this, the market booster, how does a business leverage that to achieve their sales goals or their growth goals?
That's an excellent question. The basic idea is that one of the first things that you have to know is what is it that you're supposed to market?
Hmm.
Because frankly, one of the problems that you run into with the entrepreneurs and professional practices is that they don't really have a good grasp of what they should be marketing. I'll give you an example of one that is a classically good thing to do, and that is with a dental office, let's say. The thing that I recommend that dental offices market, and something that's been successful for nearly 30 years, is an exam, x-ray, and consultation at a low cost. Back in the 80s, we did it for $5. Today, maybe we do it for $25.
Mm.
But here's the way you look at it from the point of view of an entrepreneur, point of view of how does it make sense economically. And that is that what is it going to cost the doctor to go in and do an exam?
Exactly.
5-10 minutes of his time. What is it going to cost to do the consultation? Another 3-4 minutes, 5 minutes. What's it going to cost him to do 4 bite wing x-rays? Well, it's about $1 a piece in terms of the cost because he's already bought the equipment. It's already sitting there. He's already bought the developing system. He's already got the staff that are going to be standing around if you're not there getting an exam. So his actual out-of-pocket cost for this is relatively low. And what is the potential gain from doing it? Well, the average new patient to a dentist is about $2,000 in the first year.
Wow.
So his cost is probably, with all the OSHA requirements of cleanup and all that kind of stuff, and all the change this and that that he has to do between patients, maybe his cost is $10 or $15. And his upside is $2,000. And maybe some referrals from their family, because typically mom will bring in the kids.
Sure.
And if she likes it, then she'll come in and she'll get treated. And if that really goes well, then she'll drag the old man in and he'll have the family.
Well, I like that, Dave. That's a good example of your market boosters. Let's do this. We're going to take a quick break. David Sanders is with us, ladies and gentlemen. CreativeStrats.com is the website. We'll be right back after the short break.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. David Sanders is on the line with me, and he's an entrepreneur, author, certified master consultant. CreativeStrats.com is the website, and we're talking about market boosters, these techniques and concepts that, of course, talks more about on his website, but about how a business takes these marketing strategies or processes to improve the quality of their marketing and their message to their community, and obviously that's all about creating profits. So the market boosters really can help a business, David.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing because you get the right item to market, because most people, most businesses have quite a number of different things they can market. And the ideal thing would either be something that's relatively profitable or something that is typical in retail, for instance, is a loss leader.
Sure.
Where you're basically selling a CD player, or basically what it costs you, or a little bit less than that even. But you're going to surround that with all kinds of other gear and cases and CDs to buy and all kinds of things like that.
Absolutely.
So that somebody comes in on the loss leader and walks out having left behind a certain amount of profit and shopped with you instead of this store down the street. So that's a typical thing that's done in retail.
I like that. Well, I remember 29 years ago when I was working at the grocery store, we stocked milk for 53 cents a gallon, and I worked in the dairy department at the time, and I couldn't get the milk on the shelf before it was already gone, and they had to put a limit on 2 gallons of milk per customer, and it got them in the store, though, and they made a lot of money by getting them in the store, that loss leader. So that's a great example of a market booster, something that can be done economically to drive the business.
Right, and I've worked with about 300 different industries and professions. And so I can basically work with a business and say, you know, you're doing the same thing that the guy down the street is doing. And so, and he's doing the same thing the guy down the street from him was doing. Let's try to bring in some ideas that have worked extremely well in some other professions, some other industries. And so I kind of look at myself as somebody that cross-pollinates between the different industries, taking the things that work the best and then moving them over and trying them out in another industry and seeing what works over there.
That's very good because that gets you out of a rut. You know, it's really easy to get, say, for example, in the financial business that I'm in, it's really easy to look out on the landscape or what companies are doing to market or whatever they may be doing. You know, everybody's kind of feeding at the same trough, if you will. But if you go over to, say, another industry in a hotel business or dental practice and see what they're doing, it kind of gives you a fresh, new, different perspective.
Exactly. And then if you consult a large number of financial planners or auto repair shops or whatever it might be, you can begin to see the trends of what works and what doesn't work. Plus, there's all kinds of little niches. The guys, for instance, in the financial planning industry, just to kind of throw something your direction that might be useful for you, guys in the financial planning industry very frequently are so swamped with different things that they can do. You can do seminars, you can
right.
do newsletters, you can do all different kinds of things. And at the same time, you have so many stupid restrictions. Pardon me, I don't mean to editorialize here too much, but
I think that's technically what they're called.
That just the number of stupid things that the compliance department can think up to get in people's way to be able to make a sensible choice in selecting their investments is just amazing to me. But anyway, what I want to point out is that you've got techniques, different techniques that can be used with different publics. A public is a technical name in PR and advertising, just meaning an audience that has something in common, like a teenage public or the senior citizen public,
mm-hmm.
that type of thing. For instance, I've got a financial planner I'm working with in Los Angeles right now in a kind of a wealthy city right in the greater LA area. And he was putting out a newsletter. He's pretty successful. He was doing a lot of things that were pretty successful. But there was a key question of, okay, you're doing all right, but what is the actual thing that is going to communicate the best what he's doing and what it is that people want? So we did a survey, and I've done a lot of telephone surveys and in-person surveys, but more recently, just to keep the cost low and because the technology has evolved so nicely, I'm doing a lot of online surveys. So we're actually in the middle of an online survey for this financial planner. And we first of all surveyed his email list of his clients and prospects and found out what headlines they liked the best, what kind of investments they were the most interested in, what kind of things that they were afraid of, what would cause him to feel to be trusted as a financial advisor. And it's quite interesting. Then we have turned around and we're doing right now the same survey on a different public or a different group.
Mm.
And this is a group of people that have never done business with him, just a greater Los Angeles sample of people that have an income over $130,000 a year and are 45 years of age or greater. And so we've now gotten about 100 responses on that, and coming out that their data, their viewpoint is different by quite a bit than the client's viewpoint.
Interesting.
The client, the thing they like the most is the real estate investment trust, known as a REIT.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do the more broad-based public, that doesn't even score all that well. They're more interested in the stock portfolio.
How about that? Very different results. David, let's take another quick break here. David Sanders, our guest, ladies and gentlemen, creativestrats.com. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back. David Sanders is my guest, author, entrepreneur, certified master consultant, creativestrats.com. And here's a real question I want to get to, David, and I know you'll like this one, is what really, when you boil it all down, what does marketing success depend on? Because that's what the business owners want to know out there listening to this program.
Well, marketing success depends on knowing the best, most cost-effective ways to market your business before you spend your advertising dollar. Because there, I've seen about 150 different things tried. I mean, literally, I've counted them by clients and people that have attended seminars that I've done and so on. And out of that, when I ask people to show a raise of hands to show, did this make money for you or did it not make money for you? What I found is that less than half of those 150 ways of marketing actually made any money for anybody.
Well, that's the old adage that, you know, 20% of marketing works. You just got to figure out which 20%.
That's right. And that's basically what this marketing booster concept is put together for. Because I've got this survey data of all these different people that they're business owners in a wide variety of professions that, and out of that, I've distilled the things that work the best, both for what we call internal marketing, which means marketing to people that are already doing business with you, and external marketing, meaning to people that are not yet clients or customers or patients, depending upon what type of business that you have.
Interesting. Well, here's a concept I want to add. I meant to ask you earlier at the top of the program, but I wanted to get this in, David, is people can go to the website, creativestrats.com, get more information, but you have webinars available through your website, but you also do, it sounds like you also do some one-on-one consulting, because somebody listening saying, well, I don't know really how to do this, and can you come and help me do it? Is that something you do?
Sure, I love
okay.
it.
All right. Well, I thought so, but I didn't want to say that without asking. So the other thing I thought was very interesting you pointed out is the most cost effective, because it is easy for a business to get pulled in a lot of different directions on their marketing. Now, I have since my background is a CPA and I do the financial planning, I always make my decisions with a spreadsheet open on my computer. You know, I have a marketing budget. And so, you know, and I may have people approach me and say, David, we'd like you to consider doing this or that in terms of advertising or some sort of expenditure with their company to help us do something, you know, in addition to what we're already doing for our clients and prospective clients. And I have to look at the budget. And if we've already committed our dollars, then you know what? The answer is no, not this year, maybe for next year.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, this is not about spending a... Boosting your marketing isn't about spending wild amounts of money. It's about being smart with that money and doing things, as you said, that are cost effective.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And one of the most cost effective things that you can do is figure out exactly what you should be marketing and exactly what your customers or potential customers need, want, or would demand for you doing that. And that's going to open the floodgates almost regardless of which medium you use, although I will tell you the vast difference between radio. There's maybe two or three, four different things that have made money on radio, but a lot of things that people do on radio doesn't pay off for the average business. Same thing with all different kinds of media, and even the internet. There's a lot of different money that gets spent there that never really gets returned, and so that's one of the things that I'm trying to do with the marketing booster is dial in which things would be the most likely things to make you money based on how much your budget is and what you've got to spend and where your customers are and how you need to reach them and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a real good point, David, because if you spend your money in the wrong directions or wrong places with your marketing, I mean, you're just digging a deeper hole that the next dollar that's spent has to not only produce the new business but make up for other mistakenly used dollars in marketing.
I'm afraid that's the way it is. And we've all made those mistakes. I mean, one of the things I have to say is one of the reasons that I know a lot about marketing is my clients and I have made tons of mistakes, and we've tried lots and lots of things that didn't work. Mm. It's just we also, in that process, discovered things that did work. And so it's not that I'm perfect or never make a mistake, but it's just that I've already made more mistakes than probably any listener out there will ever get around to, because I've had a pretty sizable number of clients at a time frequently. And so as we're working and we find something that didn't work here, good, well, we'll find something else that did work someplace else and bring it in and turn the things back around. But that's just the process of the very rapidly changing environment in which we live. You just have to be learning all the time. And in terms of marketing, I think a friend of mine said it best when he said, the biggest room in the world is the room for improvement.
Sure.
And so that's what the marketing booster is all about, is bringing that improvement.
Well, and I like the way you put that, is, you know, it is about making and learning from mistakes. And, you know, you make enough mistakes, you become an expert in what not to do, which means that what that leaves is, you know, what there is to do. And I think anybody that can leverage that, you know, that's a smart move, because there's no sense in repeating mistakes that have already been made. And, you know, the other thing is people have to be willing to try new things, of course, but if there are certain things that are proven to be successful, you know, why not leverage that?
Absolutely. My father always used to tell me, learn from other people's mistakes, because you don't have time to make them all yourself.
That's a real good point. Boy, because we all say, if I only knew then, right, what I know now.
Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
David, we're going to do this. One more quick break. We'll come back. David Sanders is our guest. CreativeStrats.com is the website. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. David Sanders is with us. CreativeStrats.com is the website. And I have to ask you this question, David, because it's just so relevant. You know, we talked about earlier about the pace of change, and it seems that technology, which was to solve all of our problems and make our lives easy or easier, can also be a source of ongoing stress. And it's giving us more and more complexity. You know, we don't always have that easy button that we can push. So how do we accomplish the things that we've been talking about on the program today of having better marketing and more effective and more targeted marketing? How do we do that with this just ever-increasing complexity that surrounds us because of technology?
Well, David, there was an easy answer to it. You probably wouldn't be asking the question.
I thought, but I wanted to get your... that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, well, you know, but hey, I got to ask you, what's your take on that? I mean, is it, for in my own personal practice of doing financial planning, you know, I have my job of doing financial planning. And then, of course, we have the business side of what we do, because there's two pieces here. You know, there's the business itself, and then there's the providing of the service. And on the business side, right, we've got to constantly look at technology and leverage it and use it. And so we are always looking at how we can take advantage of that technology and additional opportunities to, you know, just better leverage our business and be more efficient.
Yeah, that would be a smart thing to do. One of the things that I was at a seminar yesterday on LinkedIn.
There you go.
One of the leading business social media outlets out there, probably the leading one, and got a couple thousand contacts on LinkedIn. And one of the things that was pointed out is that, look, there's so many different approaches and so many different media out there that you could go after. The smart thing to do is to actually focus in on two or three of them and get those right, and then build from that point. Because if you splatter to the focus, and if you just spray, you're not going to have any traction.
That's so true.
Focus.
That's so
and
true.
Picking the right ones to focus on will make a huge amount of difference to a business. And frequently, B2B kind of things, business to business, that would be LinkedIn. Facebook has its place, and Google Plus has its place. They all have their little piece of the pie. But whatever it is that you're going to do, I highly recommend, try to focus in on the right thing, get it dialed in, and get that piece really going well. And then you can kind of expand from that. But that's what I would say in terms of the speed of evolution, because otherwise you'll end up spending, as most of us do, spending a ton of time reading about a ton of different stuff, none of which we're really good enough at to make any money with.
That's so true, David, and I have seen that. That's what I was talking about earlier, where the business owner gets pulled in a lot of different directions for things, you know, based on the person knocking on the door, making the phone call, and say, boy, do I have a deal for you. I can deliver you X, Y, and Z if you'll only spend your money with me. And I think part of the message today for our listeners is that we need to really stay focused and kind of stay in control of what it is you're trying to do and not get distracted.
Because you have a reason for it.
Yeah, I mean, don't be the flag or whatever, the candle in the wind or whatever analogy you want to use. You know, be in control of it, because everybody has the best thing since sliced bread to offer your business. But you really got to focus in on what you're trying to accomplish, and then really get good at a couple things before you go on to others.
And then part of the benefit of the booster, marketing booster, is just to help focus in on what are the two or three or four very best things. What is the best bang for the buck for a given business? And so that I think is a real benefit. And you know, any of the listeners, if they would like to go to the website, sign up for my free newsletter. Anybody that signs up today, I'll go ahead and send you some of the back newsletters that go into quite a bit of the marketing stuff. Just let me know that I'll just notice anybody that's coming in after this show, and I'll just go ahead and send you some extra newsletters.
That's very good.
For free.
Thank you, David. Thanks for doing that. And thanks for being on the program. That's all the time we have, ladies and gentlemen. For David Sanders, creativestrats.com is the website he referenced, creativestrats.com. David, we'll have to have you back. Thanks for being on the program.
Okay. Thanks, David. I enjoyed it very much.
You're welcome.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.